This Sustainability Week report is made possible in part by Minnesota Power's Energy Conservation Program at mnpower.com. We are so lucky to have Annie Dugan joining us this morning because Annie is kind of where sustainability meets in terms of the way we think about sustainability agriculturally, in terms of what we eat, and also sustainability that we might not think about so often, like sustainability of the arts here in our community. Good morning there, Sunshine.
Good morning, Lisa. Cultural sustainability. How do we sustain ourselves?
I like it.
And exactly. You know, we often sort of think about that as the last stop, but it is a huge piece of how we are humans and how we get up in the morning and do the things that we do. And having a robust local art scene is a huge part of that. So that is, we can all be proud and all practice it by going out and seeing art. One particular thing this week that I think highlights this idea of sustainability and cultural sustainability is an event at the Duluth Pottery. Karen Kramer has done a fabulous job with this new space in the Lincoln Park Business District, with thinking about it as more than just a awesome place to buy ceramics, which it certainly is, but she has made it a home for all of these artists in our community who do great work. She's also made it a home for and home in the sense of showing off art, I should say, although you never know. But also a home in the sense of like a space for ideas and thinking about things. Her sweetheart works for the EPA and is really fascinated with the intersection between science and arts. You know, so much of both of that those pursuits is about observation and direct observation and really looking and thinking about the kind of data that you're getting, whether it's through your eyes or through your hands or through your computer screen. How do we process that and understand the world as humans? And I think that intersection is such a rich one. And on Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. is a special event it's a live feed. Adam Swanson, who is a beloved artist in our community, is on a extended artist in residence aboard a ship, the RV Falkor, which is part of the Schmidt Ocean Institute. And he is living and working with scientists aboard this research vessel. And they're having a live discussion with him while he's on the ship. Equilibrium 3, which is a great sustainability organization in town, is providing the technology to connect with Adam on the high seas and talk to him about what he's learning and how he's processing the information that he's getting from the scientists and while they're doing their research. So that'll be a wonderful.
Oh, I was just going to say, Adam is many people are familiar with his work of the natural world, foxes and ravens and wolves. So Adam is certainly no stranger to observing the natural world and paying close attention and interpreting that. So do you know anything about how this opportunity came to him?
Well, I think that what's great is the Schmidt Ocean Institute offers this residency program for artists to live aboard the ship, you know, make the ship their personal studio for a few weeks. And I think what's fascinating is seeing, you know, because Adam's been using social media to update a little bit on what he's working on. He's a painter. And, you know, I think a lot of times you think of Adam, like you said, Adam's work is very based in the natural world, but here he's in this contained space, you know, not able to go, you know, he's in the great outdoors in the sense that the ship is on this big, huge, enormous ocean. But, you know, when you look at a lot of the work is about, you know, the technology intermediary pieces that we're using and the scientists are using to collect all this data. I mean, it's a small room. I think it's stretching him in interesting ways because he's being forced to think about you know, some pretty heavy issues of climate change that he's been interested in a while, and how we're interacting with the ocean, but through this sort of lens of, you know, what is all this machinery doing? What does all this machinery look like? You know, how are we as humans interested in the natural world, how are we gathering that data in an interesting way? So I'm really curious to hear from him on how he is, how this is stretching him as an artist, and also how it's stretching him as a human being in thinking about our world. So.
Well, he would be learning an awful lot, obviously, and yet very little of it is the kind of thing that it would seem, at least on the surface, that could be translated into a painting. I mean, unless they take him and dunk him overboard, he has to gather this data and this information, like you say, through tech. So he's outdoors, but he's observing the natural world through machines. And
exactly.
There wouldn't be as much, like I say, unless they dump him overboard for him to actually look at and paint.
Right. I mean, he's not sort of providing, although maybe this should happen, but he's not painting a final report from the scientists. He's sort of painting along with them while they sort of learn along as well. And I think, you know, a lot of times these things, you know, in the process of it, it's sort of, you know, you don't sort of see the effect until after an artist returns or, you know, they go on a residency and they are sort of working through this thinking about things in a laboratory-like setting. And then later they, you know, you sort of see it come out in interesting ways. So I'm really curious to hear how this is affecting his artistic practice, because I think that's a huge piece of why artists take residencies, and it's, I think, a great lesson for why the Schmidt Institute, you know, put scientists on this mission. When we think of embedded reporters, I think embedded artists are a huge piece of sharing stories that need to be shared.
Well, when I think about Adam, I like to think about the way he will, on occasion, for a fundraiser or as a part of an event, he will paint something in front of the audience. And
Right. Audience
members have the opportunity to see his creative process and how a painting takes shape. And I'm kind of picturing the scene from Jaws where everybody's sitting around inside the boat and they're all kind of having a little too much libation. And Adam starts painting, you know, we need a bigger boat. So Adam paints one.
I often wish that I could live inside paintings, and Adam's paintings would be pretty fun ones to live inside, that's for sure. I don't want to end our conversation without talking about Zoe Cohen, because Zoe Cohen League, she has an exhibition that's sort of along the same lines about observation, and she's fascinated, of course, like a lot of artists are, with Lake Superior, but she incorporates archaeology, extinct creatures, sort of these forgotten places. So talk about living in paintings in an interesting way. She has an opening this Thursday from 6 to 9 at the Red Herring with music by Clancy Ward. So if you want another surface canvas to escape into, Zoe Cohen's certainly are intriguing.
Well, it's a short week, so absolutely. Spend a little bit more time, you know, kind of goofing off in the evenings and going to art and learning stuff.
Exactly.
Annie,
having cultural sustainability.
I love it. Annie, thanks so much for joining us. Annie Dugan is a sustainable resource here on KUMD every Monday when she brings us Where's Art? This Sustainability Week report is made possible in part by Minnesota Power's Energy Conservation Program at mnpower.com.